Good afternoon, everybody. It's 4:30 on a Wednesday afternoon, July 8th, and you're tuned to 91.9 FM WITT. That means you're tuned to that's the home of unpredictable music and the Indies Trusted Servant Show. And since it's 4:30 Wednesday, you're tuned to the Indies Trusted Servant Show with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indies Trusted Servant. What is Indies Trusted Servant? Well, that's my company. I do customer service training and keynote speaking about customer service, but it's really all about the culture of the organization. Something I learned all about from the master of service and culture, my late father, Joe O'Malley, from the age of 9 on, at both Preston Supermarket on 71st and Keystone, at O'Malley Food Markets later. If you're interested in finding out more about that, why, give me a call at 317-413-9062. What's the Indies Trusted Servant Show? I like to describe it as lively, local, small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy. And today my guest is Rita Wall, and she has a company called Complete Relocation Services. And how do you describe it, taking the stress out of relocating?
My tagline is a stress-free transition during life cycle events.
Okay, that's key, a stress-free transition during life cycle events, which could be more than just relocating, but that's one of them, right?
It can be after college, your first job, wedding, a divorce, downsizing, relocating.
All of the above and more.
Career change and more.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Rita and how you came to this.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for inviting me. I'm happy to be here. Well, I started, back in the late 90s, when my in-laws had passed away and I ran my first estate sale. Uh-huh. So I was in the estate sale business way back when.
Okay.
And then people would come to me and say, can you move Aunt Mary to a retirement community? Can you run a sale at my house? Can you do this, do that? And before I knew it, it just kept blossoming, and I became a certified senior move manager professional organizer.
Okay, okay. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
I know you belong to a couple of associations, National Association of Senior Move Managers, National Association of Organizers.
Right.
There's a National Association of Organizers.
Oh, there is, big time.
Wow.
And both of these organizations are worldwide.
Okay.
So I'm just a little snippet in the world.
I guess so, but you're the big snippet on this show. So let's dive right into what are a couple of the things that you do just to start the conversation. Let's start with since both of us are
mature.
We're south of 50, right? and I will say that Rita is a few years younger than me. But for those of you who know me, but what are some of the reasons somebody would bring you in, starting with the whole idea of downsizing or moving into a nursing home because you're no longer able to or want to live in a bigger house?
Well, I would say probably 85 to 90% of my business for the past 11 years is the mature citizen.
Yep.
And so I don't like,
mature.
I don't like to say the word senior because I don't know.
I agree.
Since I am one. But then when you get to your 80s and 90s and 100, you're an elder because you have wisdom. But anyhow, so the mature citizen, maybe the adult children, might contact me or the resident themselves, and maybe they've had health challenges. Maybe they're moving closer to their children. The house has become overwhelming, and they can't take care of it anymore. And they don't want to take care of it. They can't cut the grass. The washer and dryer's in the basement. It's too difficult to go up and down the steps.
All of that.
Or they have health challenges, or a sudden illness happened, and now they can't go back home. So I help families work with the adult children and the residents, either downsize, meaning declutter the home to make it safe, obstacle-free, clutter-free.
How common is that where you can declutter the home to make it so that they can stay there?
It's very common. So We call that in my industry aging in place. Aging.
Beautiful.
At home. And so many of us baby boomers want to stay in our home. And if you have your mortgage paid for, it's probably very economical.
It is.
But if you're in a two-story home, you know, and you have to schlep up and down the steps, that can become a little gruesome. So for those who cannot, sometimes I turn dining rooms into a bedroom, help sell unwanted household items, and create space where
they can live on the main floor.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So there's so many possibilities, and help people with handicap accessibility. Maybe they need grab bars in the shower. I personally don't do that, but I have third-party resources who can accommodate a family.
I know of two friends of mine, and it wasn't just a matter of senior citizen, that both fell in bathtubs in hotels because they were unfamiliar with.
Right, and you probably had to step up, which is kind of high.
And they both hurt themselves pretty bad.
Well, and now it's very easy for these handicap accessibility companies to come in and remove a tub or a shower so you have a lower lip.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't have to raise your legs so high. So there's all kinds of new things out there that can make it easy.
And it could be as simple as a bar that would be put in, you'd hold on to.
It could be that too.
Yeah.
Just depends.
Just depends
if
on the individual.
If you're short like me, that could be hard if you have to step up high.
I got it. So that starts the process. Now, what if the person doesn't want to or can't stay in the home, you still got to do the decluttering and everything.
Correct. So, you know, we discuss, there's usually about three stages. Stage one, first of all, when I go meet the resident and the families, just have a conversation. What is it you want to do? And so many of them don't know what they want to do. So stage one, I say, you need to go interview retirement communities. So we don't call them nursing homes anymore. We call them retirement communities because it's the next chapter. And so you need to think about, what is it in a retirement community? What's important to you in your life? Is good food important? Is being highly sociable with other residents important? Do you want to be able to go to the symphony and the opera, and can the bus take you to those locations?
And shopping.
So there's so many things. If you're an active bridge player, you know, do they have bridge there? Some communities I've moved people into, they were interested in Bible studies, but they didn't have a Bible studies class. And I said to my client, well, why don't you just form one? And they did.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know, you can, it's your home. You make it to what you want. But each community has a different flavor, a different style.
Different cost.
And a different cost. So you've got to see what works for you. So, you know, you need to meet with your financial advisor. You need to have all your legal documents in place. And that's another thing that we help people do.
You can help people gather that
up. Is we help gather, assemble, and and combine not just legal, financial, medical, household inventory, the whole gamut.
It's again at my age and looking at my future right now, my wife and I are in great shape in the house we've lived in for 43 years. And it's a mecca for our grandkids. I think I mentioned we have a pool and a trampoline and a swing set in the backyard. The day will come when something might happen to one of us, will happen to one of us, and then what?
Well, you don't call Ghostbusters.
No, you don't call. You call Rita Wall is what you do. So you mentioned that, okay, the first step was the decluttering. The second step was looking at possible places to live.
Well, that's still in stage one.
That's still stage one.
You're doing the interviewing. So I also recommend that it's important to live close to your family. And so if your family or your children live out of the city or out of state, you need to go there. And well, first of all, see if your kids want you to live there.
Yeah.
And secondly, go stay in that city for at least 2-3 weeks or a month to see if you even like it. Because once you stay there for a while, you have a good idea, is this something that fits and works with my lifestyle?
That's a good idea. It could be a great angst. I would like to live where my children do, but my children live in four different cities.
Right. So
I can't go watch the Pacers if I move there.
Well, it could but be, maybe it's on TV.
Well, you know what I mean. But do I want to live near my children more, or do we want to stay in my hometown more?
Well, I mean, it, you know, that it's a major decision.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So, you know, I have one lady who I'm getting ready to work with that's been in her home for 40 years. Her husband passed away in April, and they've never decluttered their home. Her daughter lives in Florida, and actually this weekend they're in Florida. So I said to her, go check out places,
yeah.
See if you like it. But I said, you know what? You're still in the grieving process. So what's best is just stay here in Indianapolis for 6 months or so, rent an apartment, we'll declutter your home, your real estate agent will sell your home, and don't feel rushed or pressured. Do what feels good to you and just take your time.
Well, good luck to her, and
yeah.
God bless her.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break to thank our host for the studio and also talk to you a little bit about next week's show. And then we'll get back to Rita Wall with Complete Relocation Services, a stress-free, what is it?
Transition during life cycle events.
Now, and we don't want to forget the fact that moving or downsizing isn't the only lifestyle event. So we'll get to some of the others. But you did say it was about 85%. So that's a big part of the theme. So we want to thank you for listening to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show on 91.9 FM. Listen Wednesdays at 4:30. Or you can go on your computer to 919WITT.org, or if you miss a show, you can go to prior shows by going on your computer and going to Open in Indiana. And Open in Indiana has all the prior shows way back to October of last year, so you can re-listen or listen to a show for the first time. We want to thank the host for the studios here. At 91.9 FM, and that is My Pet Carnivore, a pet food distribution warehouse on South Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where Paul and Suzanne and their very busy staff distribute healthy pet food, frozen pet food, to pet food owners only, not stores in 48 states. So I don't have a pet currently. I think my days of having a pet are done, but boy, this stuff must be good to have 48 states that they deliver to. They have a billboard downstairs with pictures of dogs from all over the country. dogs and cats from all over the country. So we want to thank them, and next week's guest will be local leader AMP, A-M-P, Harris, and we're going to talk a little bit about the goings-on with the rioting and so on and so forth, and what can be done about it. So we'll look forward to having AMP on the show next week. Now, back to Rita Wall. We were talking still about the downsizing and possibly moving into a seniors...
Retirement community.
I got to get my language straight. So now they've studied and they've probably zeroed in on a place or two. Next
so step. Stage two is we begin the decluttering process. So we go through each room, every closet, every drawer, every cabinet, every shelf throughout the whole house. And but once also in stage two, we will do a floor plan of their new location, meaning
what fits in the new location.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I use three words: what brings you love, joy, and happiness should go to the next chapter with you. If it's kind of, I don't know about it, then that should be in a think about pile, donate, sell, or discard. So we hit every single room, the items they want to keep, we box, we label. And stage two is when we also start preparing to get our quotes on movers. So is it local or nationwide? Because I move people.
You can nationwide.
Yep. I do. Just moved a gentleman to Arizona. And then stage three is the actual move in. So if they're local, if they want us to, we can unpack them. We hang up their clothes. We make their bed. I even like to put
their... Do you hang the paintings on the wall?
We do. We come back about a week or two later because I always feel like live with it for a little bit. And the paintings you had in the living room, maybe let's put it in the family room or in your den or your sunroom. And then you walk in and you go, ooh, I have a new painting. Ooh, I already owned it. But it's beautiful. Now I get to see it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, changing things around a little bit. But I don't do things without the approval and discussion and planning of the resident.
And let me ask you about the family again. I suspect that a lot of... you know, my wife and I have written down in our will that the poker table is going to go to my grandson who loves to play poker.
Okay.
but we haven't identified everything yet. Do families ever get into a whizzing match over who gets this painting?
Oh, absolutely.
Or whatever it is? And can you help with
yes,
that?
Yes. So one of the things that I recommend when we organize vital documents is that the resident should really begin tagging items with a post-it note or something and marking those items. Also, in part of your legal documents, doesn't have to be in your will. A will is a separate document. And besides a will, you need a health care proxy, you need power of attorney, medical, financial, a living will, and there are so many more things. But go to your computer, write out a Word document, and just say, these are my wishes. I'd like my grandson to have the poker table, jewelry. I'd like to have my two granddaughters have this, whatever it is.
But you have to get pretty specific about what jewelry goes to whom.
Yeah, but, right? You know, I think discuss it with your children ahead of time.
Yeah.
And if it brings them love, joy, and happiness now, and they would wear it now, wouldn't you want to see them wearing that jewelry or having that piece in their home so you could see the joy that it brings them while you're living?
I got it. Okay, well, have we covered the whole downsizing of a senior citizen, and you want to go into some of the other scenarios, or you want to stay on this for a while?
Well, I don't know. We provide many different services. We are a one-stop shop. While we're working with residents in their home, one of the many things everyone has is photos. Print photos, VHS tape, slides, negatives, and of course lots of pictures of family framed on the wall. And what we do is we go in and gather those and can organize it by themes, events, or chronological. But just to gather them all and prioritize it and weed out, like, how many sunsets do you really need of Cancun? You know, one really kind of makes it.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. We kind of go through all of that. And then, you know, your previous guest you had on, videotaping or video your life stories, because we all have our life story. And photographs, when you organize your photos, photos tell a story about your life, your family. It's your family legacy.
Yep.
And maybe that's something that you want to pass on to your family in generations to come. Because a lot of times, you know, your kids will go, well, I don't know who's in this picture. And a lot of times people don't label it.
Yeah.
So it's important to document it. And photos tell a story. For example, family vacations.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Yeah.
And family vacations are fun. But, you know, I'm really into stories because, for example, what people remember that are unique and different. And, for example, a family might have taken a trip to the Grand Canyon. And instead of remembering, ooh, how beautiful Grand Canyon was, maybe Sister Susie threw up the whole time in the back seat going through the mountains.
But that's a memory, too. But
that's what people, you know, that's what the brothers and sisters remember, how sick Susie was.
That's
car
funny.
Car sickness. But it's true.
Yes. Quick story about the Grand Canyon. Can't help myself. Had the wife and the three kids. This was 1987, so the kids were 16, 12, and 3. And we were on the big trip to the West Coast, and we did the Grand Canyon. And I said, we were staying in Las Vegas, and I said, and the girls like the glitz of Las Vegas.
Sure.
I said, we got to take a whole day, go to the Grand Canyon, and watch the sunset over the Grand Canyon and stay at the Grand Canyon. Well, it all worked out fine until we woke up, and it was cloudy, and there was no sunrise at the Grand Canyon, and there was no sunrise. Boy, were my wife and kids mad that we left Las Vegas.
But they remember that.
But they
you
remember
said that.
It. Yeah.
So it's the little things that make the biggest impact, and it's different from all of us. For example, when I was doing estate sales, and now I use auctioneers and estate liquidators, so I could bring the best value to the family. Oh, I had a client say to me, Rita, don't sell the egg poacher. And I said, really, an egg poacher? And he said, yeah, because every Saturday morning, my mom and I would poach eggs. And that was something memorable to him. So
that's funny.
Everybody has a story.
That's funny because my mom used to poach eggs, and I don't think I've had a poached egg since my mom died. So that's a funny example. Okay, we're going to take one more break to thank My Pet Carnivore and talk about next week's show briefly, and then we'll be back with Rita Wall of Complete Relocation Centers.
A stress-free transition during life cycle events.
And we're going to move on to some other types of life cycle events that we can talk about in this last segment. We want to thank My Pet Carnivore for hosting the studios of 91.9 FM and all that unpredictable music and the Indies Trusted Servant Show on Wednesdays at 4:30, 91.9 FM, on your computer, 919WITT.org, or for prior episodes, go to Open in Indiana. And we also want to thank them and Paul and Suzanne and their very busy staff. They do frozen dog and cat food and pet food to pet food owners only in 48 states. And they distribute it out of this warehouse that has this radio studio inside of it. So thanks to My Pet Carnivore. Next week's guest will be Amp Harris, A-M-P Harris. He's a local, I guess you might call him a community servant. And we're going to talk about the riots and all of that kind of stuff in Indianapolis. So back to Rita Wall for our last segment here. We talked a lot about the relocation for the senior who's downsizing or moving to a facility,
or
a retirement
location.
Facility. And now let's talk about some of the other life changes that you can help people with. You mentioned weddings, graduations, etc. I'll turn it over to you.
Well, I don't really help with weddings, but people have transitions, and so
Leaving home. They're moving.
They're moving. Yeah,
so
it could be their first job. But we can help people pack and arrange for the move. Unfortunately, divorce is not a nice thing to happen, but it does happen. But we help that couple and their family assess their assets and help distribute it to their approval and pack them and move them to corporate relocation moves.
Oh, talk about that one.
Yeah. So, it's a great thing that, people are moving up in their career, whether they're leaving Indianapolis or coming into Indianapolis, so we can help them. We are part of a company that helps people discard, donate, meaning that we try and lighten the load for their weight, because if they're moving out of state, the moving company charges by weight and distance.
Okay.
So, they don't have to take things that they don't need or want anymore.
If you got a piano, you're not playing, it's probably not smart.
Right.
That weighs a lot.
So like 800 to 1,000 pounds. So how can we help you try and sell that, donate it, or maybe give it away free?
There's an awful lot of stuff in the house about that. Well, I mentioned weddings, and I think the question was, would you help a couple that's getting married figure out where to live?
Well, not really.
Not really.
Not
okay.
really. That's
okay.
not really kind of. But once they do, and if they need help unpacking, be happy to help them do that. But another thing that we do as a professional organizer is create space where there isn't space, or help them declutter space so that they can use their space.
Okay.
And so I have two sons who live in New York City, so I'm used to creating space in small places where they have none. But it's I did a fun project in January where a couple had a two-car garage, hadn't parked their cars in the garage for 15 years.
Because it was overcrowded with hoarding?
Well, it wasn't hoarding, but it was just stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
But well, they didn't have any shelves. They didn't have any cabinets. And there's a great place called the Habitat Restore, which there's one in Indianapolis, Avon, Greenfield, and Fishers. And I went with the approval of my client, and we created a section in his garage because he likes fishing. And we put all of his fishing equipment in a cabinet.
Got it organized.
Hung up his fishing poles, kind of like you would hang, what do you call that, pool sticks.
Yeah,
we made him a workbench that he could, like, dibble-dabble there with cabinets above and below. We created pegboards on one side of the wall of the garage that we could hang up tools, yard equipment, things like that. So what we did is we created floor space.
How many cars can they get in there now?
Well, they have two SUVs in there.
They do.
Plus a Harley Davidson.
And all that other stuff that you just talked about.
And all that other stuff.
There you go.
Plus shelving so they can have room to put their big box store toilet paper, paper towels on.
Now, why wouldn't they have thought about that before?
Because they didn't meet me.
that's a good answer. What other life-changing events are we talking about here?
Well,
did we touch on the whole issue of one of the spouses dying?
Oh,
yeah. Want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, it is a major life event. We're never prepared for losing a loved one, and I find that families aren't prepared with their legal documents, their financial documents, nor have they ever gone through their house decluttering things. There's some people who do real well and others who go, I'll get to that sometime. And then, you know, before you know it, it's overwhelming. And it's so we work with families that have been in their house 5 years, 10 years, 40 and 50 years and have never touched anything. We another thing that we do is everything is very confidential when we go into a home.
That's important.
Because it is important because I would say I describe your home as your nest. And when your nest is in chaos and a mess, you feel chaos in your head and your heart.
Yep.
Subconsciously. And when your house is in order, it brings you peace and harmony. And we all want to go home, take off your shoes, and feel peaceful. Because this is where you rest, you relax, you entertain family and friends, and it brings you calmness and removes the stress in your life.
I got you. Now, we only got about a minute or so left. One question I had real quickly, are you a loan operator? I know you have people that you would like the shelving guy. Okay, you would
actually. He's one of my team members. So,
how big is your team?
I have a team of three men.
Okay,
which are fabulous.
Now, what do they each do? Real quickly,
what ages are they?
No, what do they do?
Oh, what do they do? Well, two guys are fabulous. They do handiwork, and
like these shelves and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And they help me pack. They help me unpack.
Yeah, you can't do all
they,
that
they
yourself.
Do, they help me do every part of the business.
Yeah, yep. Okay.
They're so terrific.
Okay. Are they younger people?
Younger than me.
Okay.
Because I'm mature now.
Before we go, you got to have a chance to tell people how to get a hold of you if they would like to talk to you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Well, the name of the company is Complete Relocation Solutions. And if you add a .com, that's my website. You can reach me at 317-514-9793, or you can email me at info@CompleteRelocationSolutions.com.
Rita Wall, Complete Relocation Services, thanks for being the guest next week. Listen in next week for Amp Harris.